Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome into Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12 Conference. I'm Pete Mundo, your host, always grateful for the time. And wow, there is a lot to get to when it comes to the future of this conference and the future of college athletics from Brett Yormark, the Big 12 Commissioner's press conference this week. We are glad you're here. You know the ask. Thumbs up, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the show, and we always appreciate our radio affiliates joining us here on the show. And let us know where you're watching from, your city, your town. We will shout it out during the show if you're watching on X, Facebook, or YouTube Live. So, Brett Yormark does a press conference this week from the Big 12 tournament. And there were a couple of major takeaways about not just where the Big 12 is at, but also where college sports is at. Can we start with expansion? I know, I'm just going to get it out of the way. I'm not going to throw a million expansion ideas at you. I just want to address it right out of the gates, because you and I both know that some people might go a little clickbaity on you this time. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to tell you what Brett Yormark had to say. He said, quote, "I love 16 teams. I love where we are. Expansion is not on my radar at the moment, but I can't sit here and say we'll be at 16 for the next 10 years. That's Brett Yormark just hedging himself there. That's all it is. That's him saying he's not actively looking for something, but he knows it won't be like this forever, because it won't be like this forever. You follow college sports. You're obviously here. I follow it. We're all in the same boat here. We've watched expansion go crazy over the last 2-3 years. Of course, we know what happened 11, 12 years ago with that last round of realignment. You know, history would tell us that in 5-6 years or so, we're probably reshuffling the deck once again. So Yormark is smart to say, I love where we're at. There's nothing to look at right now. There's no teams to poach. There's no obvious move to make. Sorry to some content creators out there, but there's really nothing to latch on to. But he's also admitting that he's not going to sit and rest on his laurels. He's admitting that at some point, something may come up that may be good for the Big 12. But right now, we are looking at a status quo. We talked about this last week with the new ACC deal. The new ACC deal that does reduce the buyout, I think it's, what, $20 million a year every year for the next few years, means that Clemson and Florida State may eventually go their own way. They may eventually leave, but they're probably hanging out for another 3-4 years. And then you got the Big 12 TV contract that goes through, what, 2030, 2031. So all those things will start to crop up at most likely a very similar time. That's how this is, at this point in time, most likely to play out. The next big move that could happen is probably between the Power Two. It's probably between whatever's going on with the Big Ten and the SEC. They're the ones who can make the next move that then expedites the entire conversation. So if you want to look at a conference that might want to make that happen, it's that conference. So that's just something that you want to be looking at and watching, but there's nothing on the horizon or anywhere close to it. Now, Brett Yormark also talked about in his press conference the idea of Kansas City being the home of this Big 12 tournament. And Yormark continued to share very high praise for Kansas City. I know I've talked about it on the show, but here's what Brett Yormark said. There's not a day I walk through Kansas City that people aren't raving about the people and the staff and the building. And he's right about that. This town puts on an absolutely outstanding show for the Big 12 tournament. And those people talking about Vegas, well, guess what? They haven't been to the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. You can't possibly come here and convince me or try to sell me on the idea that the Big 12 tournament is better off being in Las Vegas, west of every single Big 12 school. It is not inside of a Big 12 footprint. It's not. You can't convince me that it would be better out there when there's a million other things going on in Vegas where Kansas City embraces what this place has to offer and what this conference has to offer. And I want to share just a quick text with you with somebody at the Big 12. All right, because this will hit home for those of you that are still on the fence. This is somebody, I would say, fairly high up the food chain within the Big 12 conference. We were talking about how Kansas City is the place to be for this tournament. And I said, this individual said to me, this is the best place for it. I said, I'm biased, but I agree, it's not close. Even Dallas would not top what goes on here. And the fact that a New York City homer like Brett understands it should make it obvious to outsiders. He had no reason to love Kansas City. And this person at the Big 12 writes back to me, exactly. If anything, Brett would be biased to prefer a Vegas type. Brett Yormark took Big 12 media days last summer for football to Vegas. It did not work out like they thought it would. It's coming back to Dallas this year. Give him credit where it's due. When you swing and miss, just make the adjustment quickly. Don't double down. Brett Yormark would love to be in Vegas if it made sense. He would love to penetrate New York City if it made sense. It doesn't. Kansas City makes sense. He had no reason to embrace Kansas City, but he is, and he does. So for those of you that want to see it move, it's not moving. And then Brett Yormark also talked about, speaking of expansion, March Madness expansion. There is momentum to move the NCAA tournament from 68 to 76 teams. And here is what Brett Yormark had to say about that. He said, I think that's the right number. I'm in favor of expanding to 76. And he talked a lot about the economics of it. He said, listen, when you look at the economics of it, it makes a lot of sense for us to go from 68 to 76. Why? Because they all make more money. That's it. Does the NCAA tournament need to go to 76? Goodness gracious, no. Do you want 76 teams? I don't. I don't need 76. If your team's 69, sorry, not sorry. What else can you say? Right? It's over at that point. You weren't one of the best 68 teams in the country. I really can't help you. We don't need 76. The college football playoff, I somewhat understood the bubble teams that miss out being bummed, especially when it was four. Teams 5 and 6, it's like, man, should have had a shot. Team 69 in the NCAA tournament, come on, please spare me. But what are all these colleges and conferences chasing? Every single last dollar. That's it. That is what they're after. That's what they need. That's what they're going for. And that's why I think this tournament will go to 76. Now, what does that look like? What a 76-team NCAA tournament likely looks like is a setup where you've got now more games on Tuesday and Wednesday, like what we have with the first four right now. You will have play-in games between at-large teams at a power conferences to be the 12 seed, to be the 11 seed, to be the 13 seed. That's what you're going to get now when they do expand to 76. And as I understand it, they have to do this or decide on this by the end of this month. So that's when that has to happen for the NCAA tournament to expand to 76 by next season, by the 2026 NCAA tournament. But like, no one wants this. I mean, look at the teams right now. Even if you're like a diehard Cincinnati fan, you're not making the tournament after how this week went in Kansas City for you. In Joe Lenardi's bracketology, you are right now in the next four out. So the first four out, Texas, Ohio State, Boise State, Colorado State. Next four out, Dayton, Wake Forest, UC Irvine, and Cincinnati. So Cincinnati would theoretically, in a 76-team tournament, be in. They would be in some play-in game for, let's say, a 13 seed. Is anybody, like, even if you're a Cincinnati fan, come on, be real here. Are even Cincinnati fans dying to see this team in the NCAA tournament. Half of you want to run Wes Miller out of town. Frankly, I would have canned him. I don't think he deserves another season with the Bearcats. But I get it. His buyout's almost $10 million, so he's probably going to get one more year because the buyout gets cut in half to less than $5 million if he hangs on through next season and he's got a decent recruiting class. But if I was Cincinnati, I would be moving on from Wes Miller if there were no monetary considerations here. Now you're going to put a guy like that, that went 7-13 in the Big 12, potentially in the Big Dance? Why? 7-13 in conference play, we're putting teams in the NCAA tournament. What's the point of the regular season? I mean, I'm a college basketball guy. I love college football more than college basketball, but I love college basketball. Why am I going to watch any game in January or February with now 76 teams in this freaking tournament where you can go 7-13 in the power conference and make this big dance? It's just, it is a joke, man. And I just can't wrap my head around why they think it's a good idea outside of, as Pam writes here on Facebook, it is always about the money. And I don't know about you, but I have never been in to the first four. To me, the NCAA tournament starts on Thursday. That's when that tournament feels like it begins. The first four is there, but I'm not into it in those first couple of days. Maybe you feel differently. I mean, let me know in the chat if you do. But I've never gotten into the first four. I mean, I'm always the guy who's like analyzing the bracket and I'm filling it out Thursday morning or I'm finalizing it Thursday morning. I can't get a feel during those first four games. It doesn't feel right to me. It's, you know, right at, I guess it'll be like 11:10 Central Time on Thursday when those first games get going. That feels right.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We are glad that you are here as a part of the show. Make sure that you like the video right now on YouTube and on Facebook as well. Share it if you are on Facebook. That helps us tremendously. Same thing on X. And thank you, as always, to our radio affiliates for being here. And if you are not yet subscribed, make sure you do that. It's a great way to help the show continue to grow. And that's all we ask. And if you're on the podcast, that 5-star rating and review would be very much appreciated. Takes you all a 30 seconds. Shout out to those of you watching. Let us know what town, what city you are in. We can give you a shout out here on the show. We've got San Antonio in the house. We've got Lubbock in the house. Stillwater, Ames, Iowa. So spread out around Big 12 country. I see Manhattan as well here. So glad you guys are a part of it. And we appreciate you as always. The other thing that Brett Yormark talked about. The court design. Can you guys let me know what you think of the court design? I don't hate it. I mean, I don't love it. I don't. Doesn't really do anything for me. I don't think it's make or break. I know that the Big 12 is going for flashy. The Big 12 is going for different. The Big 12 is trying to stand out in a very crowded space. But I don't hate it like some people hate it. I was at the Big 12 Women's Tournament last week, and I saw it in first person. And it looked goofy, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm so offended by the court. I don't know. There are things in life that are worth being upset with and offended by, and poorly designed basketball courts are not high on my list. Maybe I'm alone in that, but I do not get wildly offended by poorly designed basketball courts. Is it the design I would have done? No. Is it classic in any way that I prefer? No. Does it stand out? Sure. If it makes Brett Yormark and the Big 12 happy, whatever. I mean, I really don't care. But that has gotten so much flack on social media, and I've just been surprised by it. When you look at, you know, all the other things to worry about, that's not high up on the list. Now, something else came down here this week, and this came from Dennis Dodd at CBS. Beginning in the 2025-2026 athletic year, schools will be permitted to share up to 22% of their athletic department revenues with athletes, giving up to $20.5 million annually to the players. That is from the House settlement that is expected to be finalized, and revenue sharing will become a thing and a component for college athletics. So this will allow schools to use revenues to pay student athletes in a bunch of different ways. That can be direct financial compensation, additional scholarships, NIL payments, however they want to frame this. Now, of course, this is not something that a lot of schools are looking forward to, or even something that all schools will agree to be a part of. Some schools actually are looking to reclassify out of Division I because they don't like where this is going. However, Dennis Dodd reported the schools in the Big 12 all appear to be on the same page. He reported here on Wednesday, all Big 12 schools expected to opt into revenue sharing. Only a couple have stated so publicly, but huge news with the full opt-in being the defining mark in recruiting going forward for all schools. So it's not like there were concerns for the Big 12 schools looking to opt out of the conference or anything of that nature, but it's notable that all 16 teams are in agreement on this situation. And if you've been following the Big 12, if you're a Big 12 lifer, and I'm not quite a lifer, but I've been following the league for a long time, you know as well as anybody that this conference spent most of its existence disagreeing with each other, largely led by the Texas Longhorns. And then Nebraska would get pissed off, and then Oklahoma would get annoyed, and then, you know, around and around and around we went. A&M would feel like little brother, and of course it blew up what was the greatest conference in college sports history 20 years ago. And now here we are today. Still a great conference, but let's be honest. The OG Big 12 was the greatest conference ever. Sorry, SEC, but not sorry. It was. And egos led by the Longhorns ruined it. And that's okay. We got a great thing going. We love all of our 16 teams and all of our 16 fan bases. But that conference was lit. That conference was absolutely tremendous. Football, basketball. Imagine that basketball conference today. I mean, it just would be fantastic right now. You had the Border War, Missouri back in the mix. Could you imagine that going on right now? Missouri playing Big 12 football and basketball where they belong? They're not an SEC school. I don't care what they say. I don't care what their fans say. They're not an SEC school. So you know that history, and if you don't, now you do. To have 16 teams swimming in the same direction is a big deal. And that may be the biggest thing and the best thing the Big 12 has going for it right now. The fact that there is continuity, the fact that everybody is on the same page, there is no infighting. I am not convinced that's going to be the case for long in the other three conferences. We know that Florida State and Clemson have already created an uneven playing field in the ACC with this new revenue share deal. I guarantee you that Georgia and Texas and Alabama may look at the SEC and say, wait, shouldn't we be getting more of the money than, say, Vanderbilt in the Big Ten? Will Ohio State say, you know what? I like what they're doing down there in the ACC. We should be getting more money than Purdue and Rutgers. Is that now a model that those conferences copy? What kind of infighting does that create? And in the Big 12, while I do want to see some blue bloods emerge, who could argue right now for more money and not get laughed at? Who could do it? Nobody has that kind of power in the Big 12 right now. You have 16 programs that, yes, I think there's a tier one, a tier two, and a tier three, but there's not a massive separation in them. So who's possibly going to make that case right now in the Big 12 that they deserve more of the revenue? No one has that brand. There is not a true blue blood that you would refer to any of these teams as. So that actually could benefit the stability. The being a team may actually benefit the Big 12 for the next few years in the sense that they are not going to have some of this infighting that is undoubtedly going to exist in these other conferences at some point in the not-too-distant future. The Big Ten and the SEC. The ACC already has it. So that's something that, you know, it's kind of like if you compare it to a game, you think about the one team with all the big stars, right? They got a couple of big stars. Then there's a big drop-off. Their stars have to play great and got to work together. And they can't get hurt. You have Team B that is maybe not as talented at the top end, but man, they've got great team chemistry. That feels like the Big 12 right now. They may not have the top talent, but they have great chemistry as a conference, led by their head coach in Brett Yormark. I'm not going to call him Gene Hackman from Hoosiers. That's unfair to the Big 12 schools, but you get the point. RIP Gene. Weird story, by the way. Huh? I still can't figure that one out. That's just beyond bizarre. But you look at that and you say, this could be a saving grace for the Big 12. All right, looking at some of your comments here. Mickey asks why we need a weird-looking court. I mean, listen, it's weird. I know some of you are loving it right now, looking at your comments. I don't really care much either way. But yes, it's goofy. Jay writes that Yormark's trying something different. If it doesn't work, he's willing to learn from it. Yeah, and I don't think a court's going to not work. It's like anything else on social media. People that hate something are going to be much louder about it than those who love something. That's what social media is. It's rare to go on like X and be like, man, this is awesome. It's more about, this is the worst thing in the world and we're all going to die. That's more what social media, especially X, is for, right? Facebook too, to a lesser degree, but X because it's so easy and it's just boom, 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 back and forth. So, they can reevaluate, but it's not make or break for anybody, nor should it be. And I don't think anybody is looking at it that way from a Big 12 perspective. Great to have you guys here as always. Shout out right now. I got to give one to Colorado. How about those Buffaloes playing some of the best basketball through the first couple of days in the Big 12 tournament? They got an upset against TCU on Tuesday night. They then shock West Virginia on Wednesday afternoon. So as of this conversation, they are going to be playing Houston early afternoon on Thursday in the Big 12 quarterfinals. Are those Buffalo fans coming to town? You guys coming to KC? If you make it to the semifinals, I want to see you. I'll be there on Friday. Remember, if you're going to be in town, hit me up. DM me on Instagram or Twitter, X, and let me know, because we're going to have a little happy hour at McFadden's before the games on Friday afternoon. I want to meet as many people as we can. All right, you guys have a great night. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Subscribe to the channel. Helps us a lot. Thank you, guys. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.